KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Reserve Bank has cut the repo rate by 25 basis points to 7.75%. The rate cut means the prime lending rate will be 11.25%. The decision comes a day after consumer inflation dipped below 3% for the first time since 2020. It eased to 2.8% in October, lower than the bank's inflation target range of between 3 and 6%. Governor Lesetla Kganyago says they've decided to take a cautious approach.
In the near term, inflation appears well contained. However, the medium-term outlook is highly uncertain with material upside risks. These include higher prices for food, electricity and water, as well as insurance premiums and wage settlements. The committee agreed that reducing the level of policy restrictiveness is still consistent with achieving the inflation target. And the recent rand depreciation demonstrates how rapidly changes in the global environment can affect South Africa.
Kganyago says the decision by the Monetary Policy Committee was unanimous. There had been calls from some quarters for a 50 basis points cut.
Unlike in the previous meeting, there was no discussion about 50 basis points. None. So it doesn't even feature. And you ask, why wouldn't that have been cautious? I think 25 basis points is more cautious. And the environment is uncertain, and it calls for caution.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. It says there are reasonable grounds to believe they oversaw attacks on civilians. Hamas leader Mohammed Deif has also had an arrest warrant issued against him. The ICC says the warrants have been classified as secret to protect witnesses and to safeguard the conduct of the investigations. A judgment has been preserved in the High Court application for urgent relief for the miners stuck underground at the disused Stilfontein mine in the northwest. The court has assured all parties the judgment will be handed down no later than Monday. Meanwhile, the lawyer for the applicant, Society for the Protection of Our Constitution, Yasmin Omar, says while they are confident in their case and regardless of how the court finds, their efforts have yielded some results.
I think the contradictions in the state's case were revealed. I think what is most important is that when we started off these proceedings, as we indicated in court, government took the stance that these people are criminals and we're not going to provide assistance. And because of this case, assistance is now being provided. So in the applicant's view, we've had success already because whether it is fear of the court or fear of the court case, it's evident now that government has changed its tune from where we started off.
Over the weekend, the South African Police Service was ordered not to block access to food and water and other supplies for the miners underground. The SAPS insists that the miners are not trapped, but are instead refusing to resurface because they fear arrest. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 30 tomorrow. Richards Bay, 35.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Banyana coach Desiree Ellis has bolstered her squad with youngsters for their friendlies against Jamaica. Chelsea captain Reece James will miss this weekend's clash against Leicester. And Blitzbok coach Philip Snyman has named an experienced squad for their Sevens opener next week.